Blackstone Audio presents From Missouri by Zane Grey, read by Tom Weiner. Chapter 1. With jingling spurs, a tall cowboy stalked out of the post office to confront his three comrades crossing the wide street from the saloon opposite.
"Look here," he said, shoving a letter under their noses. "Which one of you longhorns is Roeder again?"
From a gay, careless trio, his listeners suddenly grew blank, then intensely curious. They stared at the handwriting on the letter.
"Tex, I'm a son of a gun if it ain't from Missouri,"
ejaculated Andy Smith, his lean red face bursting into a smile.
"It sure is," declared Nevada.
"From Missouri,"
echoed Panhandle Ames.
"Well?"
queried Tex, almost with a snort. The three cowboys jerked up to look from Tex to one another, and then back at Tex.
"It's from her,"
went on Tex, his voice hushing on the pronoun.
"You all know that handwriting. Now how about this deal? We swore none of us would ride again to this here school, marm. Some one of you has double-crossed the outfit."
Loud and unified protestations of innocence emanated from his comrades. But it was evident Tex did not trust them, and that they did not trust him or each other.
"Say, boys," said Panhandle suddenly, "I see Beatty in there looking darn sharp at us. Let's get off in the woods somehow."
"Back to the bar," replied Nevada. "I reckon us'll all need stimulants." "Beatty!" ejaculated Tex as they turned across the street. "He could be to blame as much as any of us."
"Sure, it'd be more like Beatty," replied Nevada. "But, Tex, your mind ain't working. Our lady friend from Missouri has wrote before without getting any letter from us."
"How do we know that?"
demanded Tex suspiciously.
"Sure, the boss's typewriter is a puzzle, but it could hide tracks. Savvy, pards?"
"Gee, Tex, you need a drink,"
returned Panhandle peevishly. They entered the saloon and strode to the bar, where from all appearances Tex was not the only one to seek artificial stimulus strength. Then they repaired to a corner, where they took seats and stared at the letter Tex threw down before them.
"From Missouri, all right," said Panhandle wearily, studying the postmark. "Kansas City, Missouri."
"It's her writin',"
added Nevada in awe.
"Sure I'd know that out of a million letters."
"Ain't you going to read it to us?"
queried Andy Smith.
"Mr. Frank Owens,"
replied Tex, reading from the address on the letter.
"Springer's Ranch, Beacon, Arizona. Boys, this here Frank Owens is all of us."
"Huh, maybe he's a darn sight more,"
added Andy.
"Looks like a low-down trick we're to blame for,"
resumed Tex, seriously shaking his hawk-like head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?